The request in a form of a letter means the bureaucratic ball is rolling. The state's prescription assistance plan is now under consideration by federal officials for a necessary waiver needed to continue. State officials say the federal government has assured them that senior care will be considered on its merits and not the fact it competes against Medicare's new drug plan. AARP Wisconsin has assessed the state's prescription program. That group's director, Gail Sumi, says it's cheaper to operate than the federal government's plan, in large part because the state negotiates drug prices.
So in essence, the federal government has already saved $25.6 million in 2006 by continuing senior care as the governor fought for, as AARP fought for, and they continue to see that savings if they continue to fund senior care here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin should know by next year whether senior care will be extended beyond June of 2007. The state program has seen a surge of recent sign-ups. Unlike the federal version, senior care does not count assets like homes when determining prescription assistance. Other participants signed up for senior care to avoid a federal deadline penalty associated with Medicare Part D. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.